This week, the Bush administration revised the federal regulations that are supposed to limit polluted runoff from more than 15,000 of the country's largest livestock operations. Spokesman for the White House said the old rules were ineffective and expensive. Environmentalists say the new rules will increase pollution and limit accountability. NPR's John Nielsen reports the story sounds familiar.
First, it was the rules designed to limit arsenic in drinking water. Then it was the rules designed to limit emissions from some of the nation's oldest and dirtiest power plants. Whenever the Bush administration sets out to review a controversial set of pollution regulations, they seem to arrive at the same conclusion.
It was too confusing. The states didn't understand it. There were exemptions to the rules that made it confusing. This is a good step forward.
EPA Administrator Christy Whitman used those words this week as she unveiled a new plan to fight one of the country's most rapidly growing pollution problems, runoff from industrial-scale livestock operations. The chickens, cattle, and hogs that are kept in these farms produce 500 million tons of manure every day, fouling rivers and streams and making people sick. Whitman says the worst of these problems will be solved by a package of common sense rules and regulations. Like other environmental plans developed by the Bush administration, these new rules allow affected businesses to write their own cleanup plans and to strictly limit public access to these plans. Some families and some businesses will be paid to reduce pollution. Whitman says enforcement power will be shifted to the states.
And don't forget also, states can go further if they choose, if they feel there's a real problem in an area and it's not being met by the national standards, they can go further.
Spokesmen for the EPA and the Department of Agriculture say these new rules will take billions of pounds of sediment and manure out of the nation's waters, just as other common sense packages are supposed to reduce air pollution and arsenic levels. Environmentalists are skeptical, to say the least. They think all of these programs are shams. Melanie Shepherdson of the Natural Resources Defense Council says increased public health problems are the likely result of this one, given what's in the runoff from all of those farms.
Salmonella, E. coli, cryptosporidium, and fecal coliform that can be 10 to 100 times more concentrated than in human waste. And there are more than 40 diseases that can be transmitted from animal manure to humans.
The nation's farmers say the environmentalists don't know what they're talking about. They resent the idea that they go around looking for ways to pollute, and they don't think the Bush plan gives them an easy ride. These farmers expect to pay billions to implement the runoff package. In the long run, that could drive this industry overseas. Don Parrish of the American Farm Bureau Federation says that could be a disaster for the farmers who supply these operations as well.
If those livestock are produced in South America, Brazil and Argentina and other places, we're fearful that some of the same corn and soybeans we produce here to feed to our livestock is going to go away as well.
There's one other similarity between these new rules and the other ones. As they start taking effect, important environmental battles will be fought less often in Washington and more often in the field. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.